heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, gentle viewers. Thank you for being with us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hotul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Society plans to build a school in Darfur. In healthy living news, a study published by the magazine Scientific American Mind emphasizes the importance of children playing. In animal news, a veterinarian specializing in rabbit care joins the faculty at a Scottish university. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 10th, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's robotic spacecraft, the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, or MRO, began circling Mars in 2006. The MRO performs observations of the surface, subsurface, and atmosphere of Mars. In December 2008, it completed the first phase of its mission. One of the MRO's major findings was that a variety of water environments has existed with water movements on or near the surface of Mars. This could be evidence that Mars has supported life. Supreme Master Qinghai has shared fascinating information about the present inhabitants of Mars who now live underground.
It's just that in the past, like 40 million years ago, their planet developed too fast. Technology And their development of physical development, technology development was out of balance with the spiritual understanding and discipline. Therefore, their planet has been destroyed. But the people who survived, who knows the value of virtues and spiritual practice. And therefore they get together and they're very well together, even though they don't have as much as what we have here, but they have enough and they're happy together.
For more detailed discourses on Mars by Supreme Master Ching Hai, please visit www.suprememastertv.com for free download of our broadcasts on Between Master and Disciples. We wish our galactic neighbors all of heaven's blessings. With grateful hearts, we thank you for your love, benevolence, and support.
Fly-in News, returning to the heavenly way of life. On Sunday, the week-long vegan Juice Fast for Peace program in Los Angeles, USA, concluded with success. Jointly led by the distinguished Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith, founder of the Agape International Spiritual Center, along with renowned holistic health expert Rabbi Gabriel Cousins, MD, founder of the Tree of Life Foundation, the program's theme was to heal the planet and ourselves.
This Juice Feast here is really kind of setting the sort of tone for bringing people onto a vegan diet. What we're looking at is reducing the methane, reducing global warming.
On day 6, Supreme Master Ching Hai was specially invited to share her wisdom on the relationship between veganism and saving the earth.
And you feeling good? I'm very happy that all the people there are so brave, brave enough to go there and try.
The atmosphere of the meeting was open and relaxed, as Supreme Master Ching Hai shared about her own personal experience of fasting while explaining why the key to halting climate change comes from within our hearts.
There's no way we can run away from this, except we turn to a virtuous way of life. Then we are connected with heaven, because heaven is virtuous and love and blessing. If we're connected with that, then we are protected ourselves because we are one with heaven. Then we are also part of the Almighty. Then we are blessed and protected. I see no other way we can protect ourselves at all. If the sea were to rise, if all the gas were to be released from permafrost and underneath of the sea and from everywhere else, that's it. We have to go back to heavenly way of life.
I feel lighter than I have ever felt. I feel clearer than I have ever felt. Just be bad, go green. It's what keeps resonating in my ears and in my soul. And coming from Brazil, the largest producer of meat, and growing up seeing animals being killed, now I understand the importance of all of us around the world forget about meat products and start cropping, start planting in your gardens, and it's going to help communities, it's going to help the planet, it's going to help yourself.
We sincerely applaud you, caring participants and noble-minded organizers of the fasting program, for joining the vegan circle. Our grateful thanks to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her inspiration and support in assisting our world to walk the more elevated path. Blessed be the divinity within all of us to likewise choose veganism, the original, noble way of living. Please tune in at a future date for the full conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai on Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles. Vegetarians could receive priority for safe blood transfusions. Officials in Great Britain are looking at ways to protect the public from the human form of mad cow disease, or variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob, which is now known to have been transmitted through blood donated by infected individuals. One proposal for reducing this risk would give priority to those least likely to have the infection, such as vegetarians and children. Tainted blood transfusions have resulted in at least 4 fatalities in the United Kingdom and it is estimated that nearly 450 more cases could be contracted annually. We appreciate the efforts of the British government to ensure the health and safety of all citizens. Let us act as one human family in adopting the vital plant-based lifestyle for the greatest life-giving benefits to all.
Vegetarianism in religions. The Baha'i Faith, regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, no doubt of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. But God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the suffering of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes, I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata, Anu. Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith. Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Australia extends aid for Burmese refugees. Australian Foreign Minister Stephen Smith announced that an additional $1.6 million has been allocated to support Rohingya Muslim refugees from the western state of Myanmar, also known as Burma. Australia has, in the past 2 weeks, announced a donation of $3 million in total to aid the hundreds of Rohingya people who fled their home countries, many of whom are temporarily staying in Indonesia. Australia, we sincerely laud your caring concern, and heaven bless your generous support of those in need. Our prayers for the soon peace and security of the Rohingya people.
Ace the dog helped save 8 families from burning building. When a fire ignited on Friday in a 3-story building in Brooklyn, New York, USA, the insistent barking of 6-year-old German Shepherd mix, Ace, helped awaken his caregiver, Khalik Sharif, who was then able to help his disabled mom and her home attendant, as well as the building's 23 other adults and 8 children, safely out of the building. Khalik later credited Ace's life-saving efforts, saying, "If he would have stopped barking, I would have gone back to sleep." What a hero you are, Ace. We join in gratitude for your loyal and intelligent persistence in safeguarding the lives of the building's residents. May you and your family enjoy many more cherished times together as we are reminded of the love beyond measure of our animal friends. In recognition of his noble deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Ace with the Shining World Hero Award.
Female scientists receive recognition. This past Thursday saw the presentation of the joint awards from L'Oreal Corporate Foundation and UNESCO, reserved for outstanding women scientists from around the world. The 5 L'Oreal UNESCO awards, along with a cash amount of $100,000 to further their work, were given to Professor Tebelo Nyokong of South Africa, Professor Akiko Kobayashi of Japan, Professor Eugenia Kumacheva of Canada, Professor Athene M. Donald of Britain, and Professor Beatriz Barbui of Brazil, each from a different continent. The scientists were recognized for their exceptional research and discoveries in the fields of medicine, physics, astronomy, and the environment. Our joyful congratulations, esteemed women scientists, for your contributions of scientific excellence. Your shining examples are surely inspirations of dignity and accomplishment for all women. Doctors Without Borders brings vital medical care to Africa. The humanitarian aid organization Doctors Without Borders, or Médecins Sans Frontières, has been providing ongoing medical services for the many innocent persons displaced by civil war in the Central African Republic, or CAR. With a staff of 345 personnel working throughout the country, the organization offers the only medical facilities that are available, as well as being a source of stability and comfort for the people enduring times of traumatic change. Most recently, Doctors Without Borders has also been bringing medical care to Zimbabwe, where the organization's staff has treated some 56,000 people with cholera since August 2008. Touched by their selfless endeavors, Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering Doctors Without Borders the Shining World Compassion Award. She also has immediately donated $150,000 to further aid their work. According to what we know, this is at least the fourth time that Supreme Master Ching Hai has given to the organization, having previously donated $80,000 as well as another donation made anonymously in the past. We salute all personnel at Doctors Without Borders for their steady devotion in providing professional medical care that saves many lives despite any risk to their own. Our sincere gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving generosity in furthering this noble cause. May the heavens protect Doctors Without Borders in their caring work as we pray for the peaceful health of all in the world.
Save our planet. Sri Lanka's marine treasures endangered. Environmentalists in southern Asian countries, such as Sri Lanka, report that the unsustainable use of marine resources is leading to the devastation of coral reefs, marine turtles, mangroves, and more. Although illegal, activities such as coral mining, collecting turtle eggs, and catching turtles are still widely practiced in some regions. Furthermore, trawlers who drag the sea bottom along with other non-sustainable activities are contributing to the rapid decline of marine life, seagrass beds, coral reefs, and mangroves, creating changes that greatly upset the region's ecosystem. We share the environmentalists' sense of deep alarm and pray that everyone begins now in truly caring for all beings on the earth that we share. May Buddha bless the Sri Lankan people and their marine co-inhabitants with a green ecosphere always. In a July 2008 video conference with dignitaries and guests at the Heart Touch Tour exhibition in Formosa or Taiwan, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded to concerns about how to resolve the current plight of our ecosystems.
We should have more rules, more guidelines to protect our natural habitats, because sometimes we overlook the long-run effect. We just see the immediate benefit or gains, and we forget that in the long run, if we are carelessly build or damage or interfere with nature, then the consequence is very, very detrimental to ourselves and to the planet, just like what we are facing right now. Above all, enlightenment is really what's needed to go on. That's number one. And vegetarian diet with right motive, number two. We offer more compassion and insight. Also, we help preserve precious nature habitats for the wild and protect the resources for humans.
Save our planet. Russia bans hunting of baby seals. In response to calls from the International Fund for Animal Welfare, or IFAW, along with other ecological organizations, the government has ruled to prohibit baby seal hunting in areas surrounding the White Sea in northern Russia. With the seal population in the region highly endangered, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin commented on the change in policy, saying, "It is clear that it should have been banned a long time ago." Your Excellency and Russia, we are delighted to hear of this decision to save the baby seals of the White Sea. May the seals and indeed all marine life receive the protection they so deserve to once again grace our world in flourishing numbers.
Save our planet. Water bike designed for easier access. People in developing nations will soon be able to use the aqueduct, a three-wheeled bike containing a tank for water collection along with an onboard purification system. While pedaling, the collected water is drawn from the reservoir and is run through a carbon filter to purify it. Designed by global U.S.-based design consultancy IDEO, the bike won an award at a recent innovative design competition. What a smart and practical device! We applaud your ingenious work, IDEO, and wish the aqueduct fruitful success in making safe drinking water more accessible to people worldwide. Supreme Master Ching Hai is giving IDEO the Shining World Inventor Award to laud and support this beneficial innovation. Save our planet. Inspiration and change after video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai. As one audience member said, the SOS Save the Planet video conference in Jalapa City, Veracruz, Mexico, was unlike many other climate change forums. The main solution offered was that of vegetarianism for both its favorable physical as well as invisible effects. As the gathering's honored guest, Supreme Master Ching Hai had graciously made time to share her insights, which resonated in the minds of many.
Creo que una solución bastante efectiva tiene que ver, yo creo, con la dieta, como lo ha dicho la maestra. Hay en el fondo toda una serie de estudios que realmente corroboran que el cambio a esta dieta realmente tiene unos efectos muy beneficiosos.
Bueno, yo creo que es una mujer admirable, puesto que desde muy joven se preocupó ahorita recientemente por el calentamiento global, ¿no? No solamente por el calentamiento, sino por todo el sufrimiento del mundo.
¿Cómo podemos convencer a nuestras autoridades gubernamentales para que hagan una conciencia y ayuden a detener todo el deterioro que está destruyendo nuestro planeta? Muchas gracias.
You see, the government is aware. It's just perhaps the government is putting priority elsewhere. So if you and other citizens who are concerned, you could contact your government, reminding them of the urgency of the situation that we and our future generations are facing. Also, we can point out to the government leaders all the evidence of the global warming terrifying effects due to animals production. In Mexico alone, recent research indicates that 47% of your country has already changed into desert, which is known to be linked to damage from the cattle industry. 50 to 70% of the country is suffering from some degree of drought. These are serious warning signs that we should heed. The good leaders do care. They have children and they want to protect their children as well and their future generations and their citizens. So please remind them.
Following the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai, distinguished guest Veracruz State Governor Fidel Herrera Beltran expressed his thoughts.
Es un mensaje de compromiso a nuestra causa para cuidar y preservar nuestro suelo, nuestro cielo, nuestro aire, nuestra agua. Se une ahora el liderazgo mundial de la Suprema Maestra Qinghai de este esfuerzo compartido que nos llama a cuidar también de nosotros mismos al sustituir la ingesta alimenticia de proteínas de origen animal por otras de origen vegetal hacemos también una contribución para que en el entorno pueda existir menos generación de metano y de gases que generan muchos problemas y que hacen luego vulnerables a regiones como Veracruz.
Ya que como nos planteaba ella y nuestro gobernador, como nuestros ancestros eran vegetarianos y no sufrían todos y todas las enfermedades que estamos viendo ahora.
¿Te volverías vegetariano por mantener este planeta?
Claro.
Sí, definitivamente.
Our congratulations once again to the participants and attendees of the SOS Save the Planet Conference, and we thank the Honorable Governor Beltran for your commitment to ensuring the best for your co-citizens. Our deep gratitude goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving wisdom and encouragement. Together, let us strive and achieve the sustainable and compassionate world for all.
Please tune in at a future date for the full conference with Supreme Master Qinghai on Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
Save Our Planet. Leading up to the International Whaling Commission meeting in Rome, U.S. representatives indicate the government's support for greater protection of whales.
Save Our Planet. UK-based companies Aquamarine Power Limited and Air Tri-City partner to develop wave and tidal energy sites in the United Kingdom and Republic of Ireland, capable of hosting 1,000 megawatts of marine energy by 2020.
Save Our Planet to protect and preserve the fragile ecology of our beautiful marine environment. The Maldives bans hunting of sharks.
And I follow a tasty plant-based diet. I'm here with a safety tip. For any unused or expired medications that you may have, please be careful how you discard them. Do not put them down the drain or flush them away. They may contaminate the water supply for other organisms. To find the safe way to dispose of them, call your local hazardous waste facility for the best options. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
In world news, the United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Society, or RCA, extends help to Darfur. RCA representatives visited areas of Darfur, Sudan, and talked to local people to determine their needs. To enable youngsters to have indoor education, the RCA plans to build the Emirates Date Palm School in North Darfur province. In addition, the RCA is contemplating ways to construct model villages so that people can easily return to their areas. We extend our sincerest gratitude, United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Society, for your loving care of the people of Darfur. May the providence bless the region with peace, security, and abundance.
In healthy living news, research shows the importance of playing. Scientific American Mind, a New York, USA-based magazine, outlined studies showing the beneficial effect that play has on children's development. Scientists found that it helped relieve stress, assisted children in learning good social skills, and improved their ability to overcome challenges in situations involving others. Moreover, in some research, play appeared to make youngsters smarter by promoting creative thinking. Our thanks, Scientific American Mind magazine, for sharing these interesting findings. May all children be graced with loving families and many opportunities to learn through the wonderful world of play. Up next on Noteworthy News, a university in Scotland creates a lecturing position for a veterinarian specializing in rabbit care. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. Please stay tuned for more cheery news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beneficial news for an ideal world. In animal news, the first doctor of rabbit medicine is appointed in Europe. Dr. Brigitte Rush is now lecturer at the Royal School of Veterinary Studies of the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. She will instruct on medicine and surgery for rabbits, of which there are an estimated 1.4 million as animal companions in the United Kingdom. Dr. Rush has been working with rabbits for over 6 years and coordinates a clinic for them at the school's hospital for small animals. She said, "It's very exciting, and the great thing is that we will be able to see the benefits and the rabbits themselves will benefit." What terrific news! Our sincere appreciation, the Royal School of Veterinary Studies and Dr. Brigitte Rush, for your commitment to the welfare of our rabbit friends. May all our fantastic animal cohabitants be cherished.
Let's enjoy a joke with Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, A Clean Kitchen.
Sau khi mà gọi nhiều món ăn rồi á, cỡ nửa tiếng sau, một khách hàng gặp chủ nhà hàng. Tôi đoán bếp của ông rất sạch sẽ. Người khách nói với ông chủ á, ồ, cảm ơn lời khen của ông. Tại sao mà ông biết? Cái anh khách hàng nói, tại vì tôi thấy món nào cũng có mùi xà bông.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I am from Iran. It has been 2 years since I converted to Kabbalah, and therefore I became vegetarian because of Kashrut, the religious law for not eating meat. Now I want to get acquainted with the graces of your master. Who she is, what powers does she have? As I was introduced to your TV and presented it to all the people, she has the face of a person that I always looked for, kind and with shining eyes. I am concerned about the keeping of nature. I want to be in contact with you all, because I think I have found my family. All the best, Hamid from Iran.
Spiritual Hamid, it's so wonderful that you're a vegetarian and trying to take care of the environment. That is a big help for our planet. Besides your humanitarian contributions to provide relief and comfort to beings on Earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches the Kuan Yin method of meditation, which is contemplation of the inner light and sound. She is graciously available for all those seeking to find their way back to the celestial kingdom. We wish you heaven's grace and love.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and constructive stories from your area of the globe. You can send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. Thank you for watching this edition of Noteworthy News.
May each moment of your life be endowed with peace and happiness. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Parliament spokesman Li Jiaoqing states that China continues to increase aid to developing countries, in part to return the nation's gratitude for support received in the past.
Based on data from 54 nations, the Inter-Parliamentarian Union reports that 21% of Parliament members were women in 2008, compared to 13% a decade ago.
An article in Sri Lanka's Daily News by Sunanda Weerasinghe, President-elect of the Food Processors Association, informs readers of the many nutritional benefits of vegetable-based proteins.
Astronomers announced the discovery of a tiny moon orbiting in Saturn's sixth ring, which helps explain to scientists more about the ring's existence.
Mr. Ron Borowski of the USA responded to an online ad and drove 65 miles to fulfill the birthday request of the ailing 84-year-old Mrs. June Pierce for a ride on a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. In a first-of-its-kind program, the RSPCA in Radcliffe-on-Trent, England, invites reading aloud volunteers for shelter dogs to help calm them and improve their chances for adoption.
In Canada, the Toronto Vegetarian Association provides low-fat diet workshops to help a growing population of South Asians who are more likely to suffer from heart disease than any other ethnic group.
OLAX, or Vietnam Binh Nguyen University, partners with software company VASC to create the country's first online university, featuring interactive content for students.
In an effort to moderate alcohol consumption, the French Parliament votes to ban pricing schemes that favor multiple drinks for a fixed price, instead ensuring a charge for each.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.